Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a song worth singing.
I do too.
Sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
I got you.
Sing it.
Welcome, welcome to another very exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And today's date is January the 15th, 2020. Oh boy, I've got to get used to using that word. 2020, brand new year, brand new decade. We are moving forward here on the platform of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Bethay. And you know, if you join us on a regular basis, you know that the slogan for this show, if it's power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative LLC captures that power for your financial benefit. The Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative LLC is a blueprint for economic self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American solar installation and design companies to address the effects of higher energy costs that are historic for Black colleges and universities, to utilize Black-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the unemployment and the underemployment of young Black men and women around this country locally and nationally. Also to educate the Black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the Black community through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. This show is also brought to you every week by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. And that initiative is what brings you this program every week over the airways of Blog Talk Radio online from right outside of your nation's capital, from beautiful Tacoma Park, Maryland. We're broadcasting over the platform of Blog Talk Radio. We are streaming over Facebook, Twitter, and Link, which you can will be able to follow us as we move the dial on bringing you news that you can definitely use here on this platform of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Now, we are scheduled to have a guest here this morning. Mr. Tracy Wood is supposed to be back. He is with the American Association of Blacks in Energy talking about an upcoming webinar series that they're going to be hosting, which really starts today. And you can get more information about that webinar series by logging on to our website at positivechangepc.com. PositiveChangePC.com. You can go right over to our news and events tab, click on our news events link. After you do After doing so, then you can scroll right down and you will be able to get the information, as Little Boy said, firsthand, which we are pulling up right now as we are speaking, while we're still awaiting a call from Ms. Brother Woods here on Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America. I hope you enjoyed the piece that we did last week on the NAACP Tells Chapters. Don't let the energy industry manipulate you. And I thought it was a very, very interesting piece. And we spent quite a bit of time here drilling down on that subject matter that was inside of that very powerful article that was written. Now, this is the a ABE Quarterly Energy Review for 2019. The American Association of Blacks in Energy January webinar will examine regulatory and legislative activity for the first quarter of 2019 and provide an outlook of congressional and administrative action leading into the 2020 elections. Topics we'll cover will include possible energy and transportation infrastructure packages, the fate of various energy tax incentives, and failed to gain traction in recent past appropriation measures, pending regulatory appointments, and other issues affecting the energy industry, including but not limited to local and state matters impacting pipeline infrastructure in the Northeast and parts of the South. Vince Barnes, senior advisor, Gray Global Advisor. Vince is a former legislative counsel to Congressman Bobby Rush, chairman of the House Subcommittee on Energy, and currently manages Gray Global Energy Industry Portfolios, where he is lead in a number of issues. And I'm hoping that that is going to be our guest calling in, but we'll be joining us this morning, but that was not Mr. Woods. But we will continue to look at the webinar series, which they're going to be providing. As I was indicating, Mr. Vince Barnes, who is a respectful governmental relations professional with over 20 years of government affairs and executive leadership experience. He has an extensive track record engaging members of the Congress, participating in regulatory rulemaking, legislative drafting, and stakeholder engagement. Now, this is going to be a webinar which will be held today from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you'll be able to register for this by logging on to aabe.org at their website. Let me make sure I've got here. aabe.org. At their website, or you can come to positivechangepc.com, that's positivechangepc.com, and you'll be able to come right to our website and click on that link, and you'll be able to get registered if you want to participate in that. Also, ABE has their national conference coming up in Houston April 6th through the 9th of this year. So we are hoping that we will be joined by Mr. Woods, and we'll be able to go into more detail about that. But until we are joined by him, we're going to, as Little Boy said, we're going to just keep it moving, because we have a number of issues that we want to discuss. And one of those issues was I touched upon it very briefly last week, but I didn't do it justice. So I felt as though I needed to return to the scene of crime. Washington fails to extend the federal EV tax credit. What's next? This is published by Plug In America, which is the leading advocacy group for electric vehicles in the U.S. Now, it was published back on the 8th of 2020 of this year, despite a flurry of activity in December and thousands of emails and phone calls to congressional offices. Thank you. An extension of the federal EV tax credit was left out of the federal spending bill, according to the Senator Debbie Stabenow. It was left out due to extreme resistance from the president, despite the support of both sides of Congress. While the tax credit has been phasing out for Tesla and GM vehicles, it is still in place for automakers that have yet to sell 200,000 vehicles. While this outcome is obviously not what we wanted, there are a few positives. The EV tax credit extension went from being a mostly unknown credit to one of the top Democratic priorities because of the strength we were able to demonstrate. And with good numbers and sympathetic Republicans, too, there were multiple letters sent from the House Democrats to the House leadership calling for the extension of EV tax credits. There were advocacy days on Capitol Hill attended by top utilities in the country calling for extending the EV tax credit. All this attention to the EV tax credit and EVs will certainly lead to more supportive policies at the state level and will set the stage for the next opportunity at the federal level to pass supportive policies. And what are the next opportunities to extend EV tax credit? Some members of Congress are looking to retrieve the negotiation on extenders and energy tax credits in 2020. Others are looking to the House Energy and Commerce Committee and the Senate Energy and Natural Resource Committee to bring a bipartisan energy package together. There are also the possibility that a broad transportation infrastructure package moves through the House and back to the Senate, and of course, there's always a lame duck session of Congress in November and December, which is probably the next big chance, though that also may depend on the election outcome. With new jobs and EV manufacturing being created, Ohio, Tennessee, and Georgia, that certainly could help bring some bipartisan support to the table as well. And what's the math for the EV tax credit for Tesla and GM? Is an EV still a good deal? Is a Tesla or a Chevy Volt an amazing car? Definitely. Wow, we still need the federal EV tax credit to work for more consumers for a longer period of time. EVs are offer a better ride and will save customers money in the long term compared to gas vehicles. Demand for these clean cars continue to rise despite the negative news articles any point that the oil industry can muster. Plug In America has been fighting for EVs since the days Who Killed the Electric Car? In the early 2000s, and now 20 years later, we continue to keep fighting. There's a very, very, educational video that you'll be able to find at the bottom of this article. You can click on it, and it will tell its own story. I don't have to. The current state of electric vehicles, and they do an excellent job here with this piece. But as I said, I didn't feel that we really did this piece justice last week. And as it was just us, we decided we would just keep moving because we was just looking for just us with that NAACP article, which I feel is a must read for the African American community. Very, very powerful, powerful article. Now, we are going to keep everything moving here today because, as I indicated, we can invite people to the show, and if they call in to participate, it's a win-win situation. But we understand that people have emergencies, because we've had quite a few ourselves in the last, say, 72 hours of putting out fire, but we're glad to be able to report that we're not smoking it bad, but our shoes are still smoking from stomping our fire strides. So we get it. So, Brother Woods, please join us if you can, because the clock, as they say, is ticking on the segment that I had set aside for you today on Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Now, can AI help utilities realize efficiencies that might not otherwise be possible? This is a very, very, very interesting article, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to look at this article because artificial intelligence and a number of other things are, as we say, is the way. Artificial intelligence and future of utilities. This particular article is written by a group called Minor and Kush. It was published actually today in Utility Dive, thanks to digital transformation. Now, as we begin to sort of look into this, thanks to digital transformation, electric utilities have an endless opportunity to thrive in the 21st century. However, many have been hesitant to move their computing workloads to the cloud and embrace artificial intelligence, AI, to optimize their data. AI can help utilities realize efficiencies that might not otherwise be possible, such as computer vision, outer protection, and deep learning techniques. Our new playbook highlights how AI can help utilities realize insights that might otherwise not be possible. This playbook explores that, and it goes into utility uses cases for AI. National Grid's investment in AI for utilities. How to overcome barriers to utilities as AI is being adopted. Initial steps toward AI enable utility future. This is all here in the artificial intelligence emergency, how to improve planning. You can download that, and there's a link on our website, an image there, and I'm quite sure, I thought that was a live link, but it is not, but it gives you an idea of what the piece looks like. But you will be able to copy and paste this in your browser, and you'll be able to pull it right up, because we didn't even have a live link in the article that we could provide when we downloaded the article. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. in a busy day. Now, we're going to, the little boy would say, we're going to take a brief pause for the cause, and we'll be right back here on Solar Now and
life is a song worth singing. I can tell. Sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing. I got you. Sing it. Someone singing, I can tell. Sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
Welcome back to the airwaves of Solar Now and the future with its economic impact on Black America. You know, and I'm your host, Ronald Buffet, and you know that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948, and you can join us here on Solar Now and the future with its economic impact on Black America. Now, please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing that call-in number, because you'll be in our green room and we want to bring you right on in the studio so we can chop it up a little bit here. But as I was indicating, ladies and gentlemen, we were scheduled to have Mr. Tracy Woods back on the airways, but Brother Tracy's, he's usually a man of his word, so if he's not joining us today, that means he had an emergency, and we can understand that. Now, we want to continue on with our show here, because what we try to do is bring you information that you can definitely use. So what we're going to do, we're going to park it right under our news and events tab, and we're going to talk about something that just came in with the new year. Now, this is, look at California. And I ain't talking about California dreaming, ladies and gentlemen. New law says new constructed homes in California must have solar panels. Author Marie Edinger published on January 12, 2020, Fox 26 News. Fresno, California, Fox News 26, a new law that kick in at the start of the new year mandates that for now on, every new home that's built must have solar panels installed on the roof. The California Energy Commission says the goal is to meet the zero out energy consumption. The California rooftop solar mandate applies to homes and complexes up to three stories high to size of the solar panel system that's built is based on the square footage of the building so it can meet the energy uses of the people living in it. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, look at California. Brandon DeYoung Property said California is the first in the nation to create a law like this. Every code, energy codes in historical times have only been about energy efficiency components of the home, so making sure that the home consumes less energy through the year. This new code is what every difference is the solar aspect. So now they're also requiring a certain amount of solar, which produces energy, right? Two sides to the equation. The DeYoung family says the modern day builders, this change shouldn't be too much of a hassle, and one is that's good for the owner, homeowner, of course, but also the environment and community. Of course, the solar companies are loving it too. They're going to really grow here, and it's great for everyone in Central Valley because it grows jobs. This is going to be a huge industry now. Ladies and gentlemen, legislation does make a difference. The new law should make home ownership more affordable since homeowners would save on their utility bills. Energy Commission says those savings top the corresponding energy in mortgage payments by about $420 a year in total. DeYoung said this means people no longer have to sacrifice the comfort to save on their bills. Brandon DeYoung, DeYoung Properties, this gives you the best of both worlds, lower energy bills, but still comfortable. The rules around energy devices are changing. The devices now generate a credit toward a minimum building efficiency standards, which will give builders more flexibility in how to meet the state energy efficiency codes. There are a few exceptions to the solar mandate. For instance, if a home is under a shade of trees or other pre-existing buildings, that makes zeroing out energy consumption possible, the builder can get a break. Other than that, you've got to put solar panels on homes if you're building in California. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, they look at California. Bible Belt, can we say Virginia, North Carolina, West Virginia, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida? Can we say Alabama, Mississippi? Look at California, y'all. You need to be getting with this because this could put a lot of our young people to work. It just makes sense. But if it makes sense, like my grandmama said, if common sense was common, then everybody had them. Brother, I don't know about what they taught you in school, but I'm telling you that it takes a little ebonics every now and again to communicate and really let people know how you really feel. You know, this is something that needs to be happening in all 50 states. But you got to get your market deregulated first. And if you're in a regulated market, you won't be able to put solar heat on your roof. Let alone everybody in the state whose ability is mandated to put solar panels on a property that they new property that they built. So We really need to be educating the community around these issues. And everybody got something to say, but we give them a place to say it. And you'll be surprised how quiet people get when you ask them to speak truth to power. And that's what we do here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Now, that information that I just read to you, as Lil Bill said, I didn't make that up. You can go right to our website at positivechangepc.com, click on our news and events tab, and you'll find the new the article right there for you to view. Because that's what it's about. It's about to keep it moving. And they said, we have to keep it moving. You understand? We've covered a little bit on artificial intelligence. We looked at the new California mandate for builders. If you're building homes, you have to have PV systems on. We talked about the American Association of Blacks in Energy webinar series. Now, we're going to look at more than 2 years after Hurricane Maria, earthquakes shows Puerto Rico electric grid remains fragile. This is 2 years after Hurricane Maria. But with the recent earthquakes hit Puerto Rico, and it shows just how fragile the grid system is there. And then, you know, people everywhere struggling to help them get the power back on. But we know what happened there. And then we're talking about moving to microgrids. This is a very interesting piece that was done by Robert Walton. And it was published on January the 8th of this year, 2020, in Utility Dive. After a week of seismic activity, a 6.4 magnitude earthquake hit Puerto Rico on Tuesday morning, causing widespread power outages across the island, electric systems, which had been rebuilt after the 2017 Hurricane Maria. According to the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority, REAPA, some of the power outages can be tracked back to the automatic emergency response systems that are designed to shut down in emergency. The utility restored power to some of the areas in the hours following the earthquake. The earthquake directly impacted the diesel generators on the south side of the island. While the island is concerned how disturbed energy resources can help American territories maintain power stability, progress on the ground has so far been limited. Now, you'll be able to find this article, as I indicated, at positivechangepc.com. Go to our news and events section, click on the link, and there are a number of live links inside of this article that you can continue to read, which will get you really up to speed. Now, PREPA's long-term plan calls for systems of 8 mini-grids. I mentioned that. That will utilize distributed resources to improve reliability during disasters. It includes a focus on renewable storage and distributed resources, just the kind of system that could help maintain power during a catastrophic, says experts. But the status of the utility is Integrated Resource Plan, IRP, remains uncertain, with hearings starting next week at the Puerto Rico Energy Bureau. Distributed energy resources have been proposed throughout the IRP process, but the process is taking forever. The Sierra Club representative Puerto Rico killed, totally, utility died. Though he added, that is not bad a thing. It's good they are moving slowly to allow input from different stakeholders, okay? Cruz, who is the senior clean infrastructure representative from the Sierra Club Labor and Economic Justice Program, was on the island working with local organizers and activists when the power went out. The earthquake shows that Puerto Rico is not ready for this kind of disaster, he said. The largest recent earthquake impacted several generators, including the Pira on Costas power plant and the Agra power plant, which are fueled by diesel. The Agra power plant is being restored to service, which could supply 650 megawatts into the region, until the Pure CEO Joseph Artes said in a statement. Operations have been carried out to stabilize systems with the expectation of supplying 2,650 megawatts of power with contributions from power plants we added. If other incidents beyond our control does not occur, all processes are affected. We are confident that 70% of the customers may have power as soon as possible, Governor Rico Rossio said in a statement. The epicenter of the earthquake was along the southern coast, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, where seismic activity has been occurring for days, and a pair of earthquakes registered 5.8 and above. The situation there is tense after two earthquakes, Roy Calvert, a principal with the Rocky Mountain Institute, told Utility Dive in the email. Most of the damage is in the south of the island, with particular damage at the Costa Rica superpower plant and the water tanks there. Oh, and other towns in the south are on edge. Most of the Puerto Rican generation is on the south side of the island, while the island's highest demand, including its capital, San Juan, is on the north. The need for long-distance transmission lines to meet power is particularly susceptible to a disruption. The utility mini-grid visions would change that, but in the immediate wake of Hurricane Maria, the electric system was rebuilt largely as it previously existed. Oh, shit. They back down again. The motherfuckers trying to do it the quickest way they could. While some hardening has been done, the system has remained pretty fragile, and power outages are still a fact of daily life, some, according to Michael Dilbert, journalist and author of When the Sky Fell, Hurricane Maria, and the United States in Puerto Rico. A lot of issues that be left Puerto Rico and held it back before the hurricane continued to exist vividly today, Deborah Urban told Utility Dive. I haven't seen a whole lot change. Much of the island's generation is now fueled by diesel combined cycle gas plants. However, last year the island state legislature adopted a 100% renewable portfolio standard by 2050. Peers' IRP could cost more than $14 billion, but the utility points to major potential benefits. Follow the disruptive storm, the business's case for transformation of a grid architecture is straightforward. It provides the least cost approach to achieve reliance against major hurricanes, meet and exceed compliance with renewable portfolio standard, engage customers at low cost according to the RPI. However, Sierra Club Cruz said cost is a serious issue for island residents. Nobody knows how long it will take that plan going, and nobody knows where the money is going to come from, he said. The utility has proposed raising rates, and tax could be levied on residential solar panels, said Cruz. But CRP is this action could force more residents to join the island's exodus, making the transition for renewable energy more difficult. About 200,000 residents left the island following Hurricane Maria, and those are just estimates. Rising utility rates would be horrible for the economy because it will push more people to leave the island, which means less people pay back the debt, and the cycle continues, says Cruz. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Living in America. You might be in paradise, but you ain't got no power. You up the creek, even, and you really, you need more than a paddle there, brother. You need a boat. You on an island. Hello. This is real talk, folks, here on Solar Now and the Future, with its economic impact on Black America. It's very clear that we're not going to be joined today by Brother Woods, but that's another whole nother issue as we continue to move things forward here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. We may go ahead and even cut our show short today because we program 30 minutes of this show specifically for Brother Woods. So we want to make sure we get as much in and share as much as we can with our listening audience. And we're going to do that because what we're going to do, we're going to take a pause for the cause. And, you know, we always have to take time to remind people what? Who brings you this show? Now, you know that the slogan for this show is, if it's power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, captures that power for your financial benefit. Now, the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, is an economic blueprint for self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American owned solar installation and design companies. To address the effects of high energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities, to utilize Black-owned farmlands, HBCU campuses, to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects, to bring down the under and unemployment of young African Americans locally and nationally. Also, to educate the Black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the Black community through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Now, if you join us on a regular basis, you know it's also been brought to you by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative, which you're listening to over the on the World Wide Web, over Blog Talk Radio, streaming via Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And you can reach us by, of course, logging on to our website at www.positivechangepc.com. That's Positive Change, P as in Paul, C as in cat.com. And you'll be able to get this message from this platform. Because as I indicated, we always attempt to bring you news that you can definitely use. So what we're going to do now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into another segment of our show, right after we come back from this break here on Soul It Now and the Future for this economic.
Life is a song worth singing. I can sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing. I got you. Sing it.
Welcome back to the airways of Solar Now in the Future with this economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Bethay. And you know, if you join us on a work regular basis, you know that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number. Now, we have been doing a episode every week, and we're going to give you a more deep look at solar and renewable energy career opportunities here in the DMV market area. And we're going to start off looking at solar energy jobs in zip code 20783 in Maryland. Zip code 20783 in Maryland, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this is information that's coming from Jobs to Careers. Jobs to Careers. This is the website that we're reading from. Associate Counsel, Clean Choice Energy, Washington, D.C. You can view that particular position with this company. It provides all the information that you will need. You simply go in and enter your email address, and you can continue to get the data on that particular position with Clean Choice Energy Associate Counsel position. So they're looking for an attorney there. Vice President of Engineering in Vanduff, Michael O'Grid, is Vanduff Microgrid of Arlington, Virginia. You'll be able to click on the view and go in. Adjacent Facility Mechanical Engineer, George Mason University, Fairfax, which is the new position. Solar PV Installer, Sun Utility, Unity Solar, in Atlanta, Maryland. That's Sun Utility Solar in Atlanta, Maryland. For PV Installer, Integrated Operations Engineer, Security Clearance, Cornerstone of Defense in Herndon, Virginia. In Herndon, Virginia. Supervisory AST Optical Physics, Guided Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. These are all new listings. Junior Software Engineer, Data Scientist, Midtown Group in McLean, Virginia. Field Intern, Engineer, Electrical, Estimating, Operations, Safety, Summer 2020. Martin's, this is in McLean, Virginia, with Mark Tinsons. They have a position there. intern, engineering intern, a quality research analyst part-time, diverse in Arlington, Virginia. Then they're looking for a civil engineer in solar energy with Kimberly Horn and Associates in Reston, Virginia. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to click and we're going to view some other positions. And as you can see, different job bulletins carry different types of positions. Now, in New Energy Solutions, some are associates, they're looking for a solar PV installer. Okay. Policy internship, Earth Justice in Washington, D.C. This is policy internship with Earth Justice in Washington, D.C. Newly posted. Vice President of Engineering, which is newly posted, I guess, gave out that information. Policy Advisor, North American Energy Policy, Tesla Motors in Washington, D.C. Associate Counsel. This is a position that Tesla has here in Washington, D.C. Clean Choice Energy, they're looking for a construction project manager for solar here in the Washington, D.C. Okay. Let me policy. Trying to make sure we keep it moving here. Renewable Energy Systems Engineer with Security Clearance, Allegheny Science and Technology, Arlington, Virginia. Okay. Technology to Market Summer School. How to utilize all those cheap electrons. Advanced Research Project Agency. Energy in Washington, D.C. Renewable Energy Principle, Sustainability and Energy. This is for the Cosmos Group out of Bethesda, Maryland. Regional Safety Manager, Energy Efficiency and Renewable Construction. This is with Amerisource. They are located in Washington, D.C. Manager for Renewable Thermal Energy and Climate Smart Land Use, WWF, which is located in Washington, D.C. Manager, Renewable Energy Thermal Energy and Climate Smart Land Use. The World Wildlife Fund in Washington, D.C. Ladies and gentlemen, there are a Program Manager, Clean Energy, the American Council for Energy Efficiency. Okay, Washington, D.C. Navy Yard. Green Building Engineer, City of Alexandria. Application Support Developer, Gallup Solution, Washington, D.C. Customer Experience Associate of Arcata Power. Strategic Analyst Technical Advisor, Mantech International Corporation in Washington, D.C. Hello Physics Science Energy, Career Bliss, Greenbelt, Maryland. Electrical Engineer, Digital Systems of Washington, D.C. And this is LEIDOS, L-E-I-D-O-S, in Washington, D.C. These are all renewable energy positions. And as you can see, this is a pretty, what we would say, high technical group of technical jobs coming under this particular platform. And we do realize that each platform is hiring and provides different types of positions. Now, we're getting ready to click on Indeed, and there is an environmental educator opportunity. Environmental educator, living classroom for a foundation. This is in Falls Church, Virginia. Part-time, temporary, outdoors, informal, or classroom teaching. 1 year per education. You need a bachelor's. View all job descriptions. You may apply. Okay, this position is in as a part-time in Falls Church, Virginia. Ladies and gentlemen, let me look at some other positions here in the DMV market area here. You know how we look, they say, you know how we try to do it. We try to bring you what? News that you can do what? Definitely use here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Now, we just have pulled up our other platform here from Indeed. And solar sales consultants with Vent Solar in Washington, D.C. Solar Energy Consultants, same company, S-O-L-E-I-L-E, Atlanta, Maryland. Solar Energy Consultants, Solar Energy Installer, Trinity Solar in Hanover, Maryland. Solar Pool Leader, Trinity Solar, Hanover, Maryland. Solar installer, 2 years experience required. Up Southern Power, Washington, D.C. Solar PV installer, Confidential Solar Company, Atlanta, Maryland. Spring training intern, Solar Systems, Washington, D.C., downtown area. Regional Safety Manager, Energy Efficiency, Amresco, Washington, D.C. Commercial Field Technicians, Beltsville, Maryland. Bid Manager, with looking at ENGIEINEO. Company located in Washington, D.C. Solar PV engineer in Raina. The company is Raina. It's located in Washington, D.C. Bookkeeper, office manager, Upsun Solar, Washington, D.C. Civil engineer, Solar Energy, Kimberly Horn and Associates, Reston, Virginia. Campaign Service Manager, Southeast Tesla. Yes, that's in Beltsville. Delivery Driver, CED Green Tech, Columbia, Maryland, between $15 to $17 an hour. Okay, Construction Engineer Inspector Solar, SGC Power, Elkwood, Maryland. Now, I have the income ranges on these jobs. I'm just not going to go into giving it all up. I'm going to basically tell you where how to find this information. Energy Billing Analyst, Resource Energy, Columbia, Maryland. Solar Sales Consultant in Agriculture and Commercial Markets. Pasadena Energy Solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, that was just one list. Just one list of the various positions that you will be able to find by going to Indeed.com, putting solar energy in the box, put your zip code, and these positions will pop right at you. We wanted to make sure that we brought our folks news that they could definitely use here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Because we know that when you're out here trying to get something done, the only person going to get it done is the one that you see in the mirror in the morning. So with that being said, our call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. We're going to pause for the calls, come back, and let everybody know who brings you this show. And if we don't get any folks calling in today, we're going to cut a little bit, so we're going to cut it short because that's how we programmed it. You understand? We don't come on this program to hear ourselves talk. We, as I indicated, we were supposed to be interviewing Brother Tracy Woods from the American Association of Blacks in Energy, but he wasn't able to make it. So we have basically covered all of the topics that we had planned to discuss with our listening audience today. But if someone wants to come on the show, we don't have a problem with that. And we're going to leave a little time for that. If not, we're going to always let people know why we try to do this a certain kind of way. Because like I said,
life is a song worth singing. I can tell you, sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing. I got you. Sing it.
Welcome back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know, if you join us on a regular basis, you know this show is brought to you by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative. And the slogan for our show, if this is power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, captures that power for your financial benefit. Now, the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, is an economic blueprint for self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American-owned solar installation and design companies. To address the economic effects of high energy costs that are historically Black colleges and universities, to utilize Black-owned farmlands, HBCU campuses, to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the unemployment and unemployment of young African Americans locally and nationally, also to educate the Black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change. and the need for environmental education through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. As you know, this show is also brought to you by the BSLF Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative, which you have been listening to over Blog Talk on the World Wide Web, over Blog Talk Radio, streaming over Facebook and Twitter. Now, as we indicated, you know that call-in number, 646-668-2948. The show is wide open, and you're welcome to call. We're going to give it a few minutes here for people to join us here on Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And we don't hear from our listening audience, well, we're going to, little boy, so we're going to call it a day. for real here, because when we program something, we do it, we try to do it the right way. And we always try to work within timelines that we set aside, okay? We're going to take a little musical pause for the calls, and if we don't have any calls by the end of time we finish this, we will be coming back, and we'll be telling our listening audience, you know, not to meet us here, but to meet us here next week, because we're going to retire this show for the week. For real, here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact.
Life is a song worth singing.
I can too.
Sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
I got you.
Sing it.
Welcome back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been joined by anyone, and you never know who's out there listening. But I want people to know that we've been working very, very, very hard on some initiatives, and we're going to be bringing you some very, very exciting information and announcements in the very, very, very near future on projects that we've been, as little boy said, we put the work in on. So, till next week, we hope you brought you news that you can definitely use. And until next week, we say goodbye.
Is a song worth singing.
I don't you
sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.